Welcome to Senpai's Craft Beer Cast. I'm Rich, your host, and this episode starts our look at hops. I'm only going to be talking about like 8 hop varieties today. That's because there are a couple other things I'm going to go over, a couple of definitions that you might want to know, as well as something kind of important to me. So first off, we're going to get into what's kind of important to me. And as some of you might know, if you're friends or family, I'm kind of an anime nerd. And very recently we've had tragedy strike in the anime community and the industry. Kyoto Animation, or Kyo Annie as some people will call it, had a bit of an incident. I believe it was actually yesterday morning, where somebody went in and kind of set fire to the building as well as some of the employees. I think that the death toll was up to 33 or 35. Kyoto lost pretty much everything that they've really done. And it's a very sad situation for the studio. And if you're a big fan of any of the anime, such as like I am, with Full Metal Panic, Lucky Star, Clannad After Story, K-On!, Violet Evergarden, that's the studio that did those anime, and it really sucks that they're going through this right now. So I will be posting on my website a link to their fundraiser, and if you have even a few bucks to spend to put towards the fundraiser to help them out, please do so. Like I said, it's a very sad situation, and a lot of really talented people lost their lives. So if you can give, please do. I'll also put it up on my Facebook. I'll share it that way. And yeah, hopefully you guys can, you know, help out a little bit. If you cannot, please do me a favor. At least share the fundraiser. I believe Sentai Filmworks has created it. I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to go back and double check, but we'll get it done and get them helped out a little bit. So let's kind of jump into the episode here. What exactly are hops? Hops are the flowers, also called the seed cones or strobiles of the hop plant, and the hop plant's scientific name is Humulus lupulus. It's kind of a difficult thing to say. But so hops contain acids and oils that impart bitterness, flavor, and stability to the finished beer. They also help to inhibit or stop bacterial growth in beer. One of those acids that you're going to be hearing a lot, especially in my descriptions of the hops here, one of those oils or acids is alpha acids. And alpha acids are found in the resin glands of the flowers of the hop plant. And they're the source of hop bitterness. Higher alpha acid percentages mean the more bitter the hop will be. Therefore, hops with a higher alpha acid content are used most efficiently in highly bitter beers. Normally, a mixture of higher and lower alpha acid hops will be used to achieve a balance in bitterness and flavor. You also have beta acids, and there's a lot more information on alpha acids as opposed to beta acids. Some articles state that beta acids have more to do with the aroma of the beer. Some state that bitterness from beta acids is a bit harsher, but it's kind of odd and confusing, so fuck beta acids right now. I'll do some more research and update if I learn anything else about beta acids in a future episode about hops. But I'm going to kind of just jump right into more popular hops, hops that you'll probably see the most of in a lot of beers. There are a lot of beers that some of these hops are just the single hop. It's the hop that the beer is made out of or made with. That'll be noted in certain ones. But let's just jump into it because I'm kind of rambling. I've actually had a couple of Jack and Cokes, so I'm kind of all over the place right now. First hop we're going to be talking about is the Cascade hop, and you'll be hearing a lot about the Cascade hop. It is a very fun, very versatile hop. It was released in 1972. Cascade hops make up around 10% of all hops grown in the United States. They are a bittering and aroma hop. Their flavor profile, I guess, would be floral, a little bit of citrus, and grapefruit. Their alpha acid content, the percentages is 4.5 to 8.9%. Beta acid, 3.6 to 7.7%. They're used in a lot of beer styles, including pale ales, IPAs, lagers, barley wines, ambers, I mean, pretty much anything. And a fun fact, this you probably won't really find this kind of going off of any hops websites, but I have found candy. I think Brock's Homebrew over here in Melbourne, Florida had it. You'll find candy made out of Cascade hops. I haven't tried it. I want to one day. And if I do, maybe I will mention it in an episode. The next hop we have is the Centennial hop. And the Centennial hop was released in 1990. It is also a bittering and aroma hop. It's a mix of Brewer's Gold, Fungal, East Kent Goldings, and Bavarian hops. It's sometimes called the Super Cascade because of its similar citric quality. Flavor profile is kind of earthy, floral, and citrusy. Alpha acid content of 9.5 to 11.5%. Beta acid 3.5 to 4.5% is used in many of the same styles as Cascade, but it offers a little bit more depth in the bitterness. Next up, we have Chinook. It was released in 1985, also bittering in aroma. It is the sole hop used in Arrogant Bastard Ale. So if you'd like to try a beer that will help you get to know the flavor of Chinook hops a little bit more, that is probably the easiest to find and most widely available beer. It is called Arrogant Bastard. Flavor profile of pine and spice. Alpha acid content 12 to 14%. Beta acid 3 to 4%. It's used in pale ales, IPAs, barley wines, and some darker and seasonal beers. And then we have Citra hops. Citra was released in 2008. It is a bittering and aroma hop, though its bitterness is fairly harsh, so it is best used as an aroma hop. It has a very strong citrus flavor, a lot of grapefruit, lime, and tropical fruits. Citra, you're not going to get a lot of the pininess or the resin type flavors out of a Citra hop. Alpha acid contents 10 to 15%. Beta acid 3 to 4.5%. It is used in IPAs, pale ales, and amber ales, though, I mean, any hop can really be used in any style. These are just the styles that they are best used in. And then we have the Simcoe hop. Simcoe. It was released in 2000. Bittering and aroma hop, widely popular among craft brewers for its higher alpha acid and lower cohumulone composition. Now, cohumulone composition we'll talk about in a later episode because I got kind of lazy. I was tired of looking up definitions. But yeah, next episode we'll kind of get more into the beta acid and cohumulone and all the different other humulones that there are. Yeah, I was tired of looking at a screen, to be honest with you. But this makes an excellent bittering hop. A higher alpha acid and lower cohumulone composition definitely makes for an excellent bittering hop. So it has bright citrusy notes to it, earthy undertones, grapefruit, pine, and herbs. Alpha acid content of 12 to 14% beta acid content 4 to 5%. It's used in IPAs, double IPAs, and pale ales. Next up, Amarillo hops. I couldn't find a release date for Amarillo hops. They are an aroma hop, so they're not really a bittering hop at all. They have an intense orange citrus flavor, alpha acid content of 8 to 11%. Beta acid content of 6 to 7%. They are used in pale ales, IPAs, wheats, bitters, reds, and ESBs. And for those who don't know what an ESB is, it stands for extra special bitter, which is another name for an English pale ale. Next, we have one of my favorite hops, which is the Mosaic hop. It was released in 2012. It is a bittering and aroma hop. It has another one with a high alpha acid and low cohumulone composition. It's described as pleasantly hoppy. It's got mango, pine, citrus, and herb flavors, as well as an aroma of stone fruit and tropical fruit. Its alpha acid content is 11.5 to 13.5%. Beta acid 3.2 to 3.9%. It's used mostly in pale ales and IPAs, but would be great in any beer that you want to get a nice non-invasive hoppy flavor in. And last but not least is the Crystal Hop. Now, I could not find a release date for the Crystal Hop, but it was first bred in 1983. It is an aroma hop, and it's described as woody, floral, fruity, with hints of cinnamon, nutmeg, and black pepper. Alpha acid content of 2.8 to 4.4%, beta acid content of 5.8 to 7%, and it's used in basically everything, or it can be used in basically everything. So those are the hops that I have listed for now. There are a lot of hop varieties. Those were just the more popular ones that I've seen used in many beers nowadays. We'll be getting into some more lesser known, and some still that are very well known, but maybe aren't used as much as the hops that I've listed before, or listed here. I do have a beer to review. It's another Toppling Goliath brew. This one is actually a double IPA, so I guess we're just going to go ahead and get into that. I actually wrote down here to do the Clown Shoes brew. I have another beer to review in the next episode, and it's a Clown Shoes beer. But we're going to do the Toppling Goliath. I know that I did Toppling Goliath in the last episode, but screw it. They apparently make some pretty decent beers, so let's crack this one open. First off, I'm going to get into the can. This one is called Scorpius Morcella. It is a double India pale ale, which is pretty fitting for a hops episode. Brewed each spring to celebrate our brewery's annual day off to go Morel mushroom hunting. Created with a combination of Pacific Northwest and Southern Hemisphere hops, Scorpius Morcella is meant to be shared with friends on a warm spring afternoon. Live beer. Please refrigerate 16 fluid ounces, 1 pint. Brewed in beautiful Decorah, Iowa. Then it has, you know, brewed by Toppling Goliath Brewing Company, Decorah, Iowa, tgbrews.com. Let's see. Has your labels, government warnings. The label is actually really cool. It's got a blue, black, and pink scorpion on it. It says Toppling Goliath at the top there. Let's see. This one is packaged 5/2/19, Best Buy, August 30th, 2019. So, we're well within that date, so it is fresh. Let's crack her open and give her a pour. Alrighty, she pours a nice, very light, hazy, kind of light straw, golden kind of color. Very pretty beer. Something that I did not mention because it is not on the can, it is an alcohol by volume of 7.8. So I expect this beer to be actually fairly creamy and smooth. So let's go ahead and give her a smell. Let's get an aroma on her. It smells very sweet. A lot of tropical fruit I'm getting out of it. Decent malt character. No alcohol to speak of. Maybe a little bit of pine. It has a very tropical hops aroma to it. But let's go ahead and get a mouthfeel and a flavor on her. It is a nice kind of... It's got a heavier mouthfeel to it. Very smooth. That's almost like a creaminess to it. I mean, which you would kind of expect out of... I've seen it on the can. It says it's a double IPA. I've seen it called a New England IPA before. It definitely kind of stacks up to that. The carbonation is there. It's not overwhelming. It's not super carbonated. Flavor-wise, you get a little bit of that tropical fruit, maybe some mango or guava, a little bit of pine, some earthy undertones to it, definitely. It's one of those beers that is just very... The mouthfeel is heavier than the beer tastes. Like, if this beer had, like, a medium mouthfeel to it, it would still be perfectly fine, especially for a double IPA. It's a juicy fucking beer. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's a very juicy beer. The mouthfeel, to me, really doesn't matter in this beer. Like, I mean, if it was super light, it would probably be kind of shitty, but it's very good. It's another one from Toppling Goliath that's really good. Is it worth the price? I believe that this beer was a four-pack, four 16-ounce cans for $20. I don't think it's worth that. If it was $15 for a four-pack, I'd pay that all day. It's very fruity, but it's not, like, super in your face. There's no alcohol burn to it. It's just a very, it's all around, it's a pretty good beer. And that's really all I have to say about that. Yeah, so, anyway, like I said, I have the website up. I'm basically done with this now. So, you can find me on Facebook, senpaiscraftbeercast.com. I've still not gotten around to putting all of my social media up on the website yet. It'll come eventually. I'm kind of lazy. But we're getting there. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram at senpais_craftbeercast. You can find me on my website, senpaiscraftbeercast.com, where you can listen to any of these episodes, or you can just continue listening on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever you listen to podcasts on, you can find me. And if you can't, send me an email, please. You can even email me directly through the contact page on the website. If you have it at all, like I said, please find the fundraiser. It's either going to be on my Facebook or my website. And we need to help out Kyoto Animation. They're an excellent anime studio. And what happened there was absolutely senseless. So please help me out. Help them out. Let's make sure they can continue making anime. That's pretty much all I got. So, sorry to end on such a somber note, but cheers.